Right. Hello. Aloha.
Hello. We're here.
How you doing? Is aloha a word?
I don't believe so. I think it's a mixture of, sounds like a mixture of hello, which is of course English, and aloha, which would be Hawaiian, I guess.
I like aloha. I just made that up. You actually owe me a formal apology, because covetously is a word.
Yeah, how about that?
It's not a Craig word.
We'll have to go back and check the tape, because I'm still not sure that you pronounced it right, but that I guess it would. Yeah. You are not getting an apology.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You can keep
you owe me an apology, whether you're going to give it to me.
Whatever.
The answer is no, but I know.
Algorithms say no.
Algorithm.
There you go.
Now you got me all freaking jazzed up. You jerked me around again. I had something to say. If you're listening to this, thank you. We appreciate you guys listening to the show. Come back every week. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
That's a smart thing to say. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How was your week?
It was good. A lot of rain. A
lot of rain. Dude, it has been raining nonstop in our part of Ohio. I don't think it stopped raining in like 3 weeks. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it finally stopped today. We had a nice day. I went out, and if you can't see my arms.
Yep. Looks like got you a burn.
I got it. Look at that. Holy crap. Yeah. That's pretty serious. That looks really worse when I turn it your way.
Mm-hmm.
I look like Patrick Starr.
For those who don't know Patrick Starr, the starfish from SpongeBob.
If you don't know who Patrick Starr is and you're listening to this show, just...
I don't know. I feel like there's probably people that don't know who Patrick Starr is.
He's the pink starfish off SpongeBob SquarePants. But
and you can, yes, you can, Craig does look like him right now.
That, well, my arm does. Yeah. Got that trucker arm. But I was wearing, I got a black wife beater.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's politically correct to call him that. That's what we, but it's underarm. It's like spandex wife beater. New age stuff.
Tank top.
That's the word. Had a tank top on today. Yeah, but it's a nice sunny day today.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to Lewberg Lake, mm-hmm. which if you don't know, it's because my family is so poor. We have our own private lake.
Yeah.
That's the one. I took the girls fishing. We had the three-wheeler out, riding around, had the dogs out. Cole was out there. We're just a little moseying around lake day, and apparently I got fried, which is good. It's always good to get that first burn in of the year. So that's
it. I tell my wife that every single year. I've been telling her that for 15 years now. And that you got to get that first burn, and then you're good the rest of the summer.
Yeah, now I just got to keep it going.
Yep. She's like, no, why would you ever get sunburned? But my wife is a redhead, fair skin. She gets burnt.
Yeah, she's definitely
way too burnt. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I don't know, we're probably about the same.
Yeah.
Complexion wise, I get burnt.
Yeah, pretty similar.
Pretty good. You might be a little fairer than me. I don't know. But Melissa's definitely different level. She's like Snow White.
Yeah.
The fairest of them all.
Yeah. And then she's passed that on to all of our children. So our children they all burn very easily too.
They're
so
just like,
anytime we go in the sun, she's like, all right, we have to bathe ourselves in sunscreen.
Yeah. I mean, if you burn like that,
she hands it to me and I'm like, I'm good. Maybe in like an hour.
I mean, I get burnt. I'm not one of those people that, like, you know, got that. Jess has that nice, I don't know if she's got like Native American heritage or something. She like tans up perfectly, doesn't get burnt. Like, she got like nothing today, and I am fried, which that's fine, but I still wouldn't say I have fair skin. I'm just normal white boy.
Yeah.
Skin.
You're just redneck.
Redneck, yeah. I'm a redneck. Yeah. So, yeah, we did that, and yeah, it was fun. Got the first burn in.
Yeah.
Good deal. Look for mushrooms a little bit.
Did you find any?
No. Not yet. I think maybe next week be the week. It's like creeping up. You know, you see everybody get posting on social media, getting them, and I just you have to be patient where we live, because we're not first. We're up in Ohio. They come in everywhere first. We just like kind of, there's a website called The Great Morel, and people like, when they start finding them, they like, they put a pin down. It like creeps its way up from south to north, and we're almost there. But it's exciting. Yeah, other than that, pretty normal week. Just nothing really super notable, man. How was your week?
Yeah, I had a pretty big week, actually. We, like we talked about last week, we took the family to Great Wolf Lodge.
It
was for my son's birthday, Henry's birthday. He's turning 5 next week, this coming up week. And then my nephew, my sister's son, he just turned 10. And then my brother's daughter, so my niece, she just turned 5 as well a few weeks ago. So we kind of celebrated all the birthdays all at once. And
so you had how many different?
3 different birthdays. So my 2 siblings that had kids with birthdays, and then my parents. So there's like 3 families plus my parents.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we got 3 rooms. Great Wolf Lodge. Nice. Yeah, it was a good time. Kids enjoyed it, had a great time. So it was fun.
Yeah.
And then the other big thing that happened this week was I got in touch with my biological father. So as I think I've talked about this before.
Briefly.
Yeah. So I was adopted when I was a kid. My dad adopted me. And he, you know, my mom is my biological mom. My dad is not my biological dad. I have never met my biological dad. He left when I was very young. And we've just never been in contact. So, about 5 years ago, I did, the ancestry.com DNA thing. Right. And I get people that, you know, are related to me, they will pop up in there and say, oh, this person's your second cousin or your first cousin. So
I've never done the ancestry thing. So you like send your blood in or hair?
No, it's they send you a little tube and you spit in it. So they collect saliva and then you mail it back to them and they run your test. They can tell you like your where your ancestors came from, like what countries.
That's wild.
They originated from, and then they can connect you with people who, have the same DNA as you.
That's kind of crazy, all from your freaking spit.
It's crazy.
So they just have a huge database of people's spit.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So, last week I messaged somebody that Ancestry told me was, either a first or second cousin. So pretty close match, right? I messaged them and they responded and I got to talking back and forth with them. And I found out that, this guy was my, biological father's first cousin. So he said they grew up together, but he hasn't talked to him in years. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they reached out to the family, all of the family that they talked to, that they're still in contact with, and somebody had his phone number and had been in contact with them. So he decided to you know, share that with me. So I kind of texted back and forth with him this week. And
your dad?
Yeah, with my biological father at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, if you're willing to share this, but like, what was your first text like to your dad who abandoned you as a baby and now you're 32?
Yeah.
Like, hey, dad.
it was more like, you know, hey, I'm Jake. You know, let's get to know each other. The texting did not go well. We both it got a little contentious. You know, he made some comments I didn't like. I made some comments he didn't like, you know, that sort of thing. Wow. So it got to the point where he said that he's in the area because he lives in Florida. He's lived in Florida for, you know, the better part of the entire time that since he left Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So he and his daughter, which would be my half sister, right?
Half sister.
They had come up to watch the eclipse, which just so happened to be the time that I connected with his cousin and got his phone number, right? So it's kind of crazy.
That's pretty wild.
So he was traveling from Pittsburgh to Dayton. He was like meeting up with friends in the area and stuff like that. So he was passing through Columbus. I'm like, hey, let's stop texting and trying to, you know, figure out what each other means by these words, that we're typing. Let's just meet face to face and talk it out. So how did that go?
Did that happen?
Yeah. So, Saturday morning, we met at a Cracker Barrel out in Springfield, Ohio. He brought her. So I got to meet my half sister. She is 15 years old.
Wow.
She was born in Japan. Her mother's Japanese. She's actually a dual citizen between Japan and USA, right? And she said that English is actually her second language. Her first language is Japanese. So, yeah.
Wow.
Kind of crazy.
Did not expect that.
Yeah. But she seemed nice. You know, we got along pretty well for the most part. He kind of told me about what he's been up to. You know, he spent a lot of his life at sea, you know, driving boats and working on boats and things like that. So yeah, and then he's done some teaching since he came back to port. So yeah, kind of an interesting week.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, to go that long without, you know, ever speaking to him.
Yeah.
And then to go from texting him to meeting him in 1 week. That's wild.
It happened very fast, yeah. So, well, but I mean, he was leaving that Cracker Barrel to drive back to Florida. So it was like that was the last chance, maybe ever, right? Who knows? But yeah.
Does he look like you?
Kinda similar, I guess.
I'm interested because, you know, we've been friends. Yeah. You know, our whole lives, it's crazy to me. I'm just as interested as you. I mean, obviously you are pretty invested in, you know, like, wow, right, who's my real dad? That's crazy. How tall is he?
I think I'm a little bit taller than him. I got him by a couple inches.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Man, so it went. So I when you first told me this, I texted you back. I was kind of like, I don't know. I said you're a better man than me, because I was kind of like, man, I don't know how I'd feel about this. I was trying to put myself in your shoes, I guess, and I'm not. And I don't know. I think you handled it pretty well, better than me. better than I think I would, better than most I think do. I'm pretty proud of you, man. I mean, that's a pretty, I don't know. I think it'd be really easy to hold a lot of angst against him, and it sounds like you aren't and don't and haven't.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know.
So I definitely don't, right? You know, whatever happened between he and my mom all those years ago, at the end of the day, they made the decision to not be together. And it kind of, I don't know what would have happened had they stayed together. But I can tell you that what happened as a result of them not staying together, has given me the life that I have today. Right.
Yeah.
And
how can you wish that away?
How could I wish that away? I think that, you know, it's very likely that things would have ended poorly had they stayed together. Right.
Right.
So I don't blame him at all. I've never felt any, you know, anything negative towards him. It's just kind of been, one of those things that it worked out the way that it did. And I think that was the way that it was supposed to work out. Right. It was just meant to be that way. And it's better off that it was that way.
At the end of the day, it's nothing that you could change anyway.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I mean, that's why I'm like your way that there's nothing you can do. Nothing really to say. It's he made his choices. I mean, yeah, I mean, you're not like holding on to the what ifs. It just is what it is, really. And
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's pretty powerful. Obviously, you were seeking, you wanted to see who this guy was. Not like you're like,
yeah,
you weren't. It's like you didn't, it's almost like you didn't feel like you had this void in your life. But I don't know. I think it's a big step that you can just kind of move on from instead of wondering, like, I don't know. What's this guy doing? Is he even alive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe you can both, I think it's probably good for you both. I mean, you both made it happen. Could have been really easy for you or him to not go through with the meetup.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's obviously probably wasn't super comfortable.
It was a little awkward, but I think it, I'm glad that I did it. I do plan to, you know, keep in contact with him on some level.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, it's good. You know, he did share with me that he was in a car accident. He's had multiple surgeries since. This was I think he said 2017. So it's been 6 or 7 years now, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he still has, you know, lasting effects from that car accident. And it's crazy to think that, you know, had he not survived that car accident, I would have never met him ever. It just would have been I would have went my entire life not knowing anything about him. Just, I mean, I'd have been fine, but there's still that, you know, curiosity and, you know, knowing about where I come from and what he's like and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's a curiosity, and I think I messaged you something like, you know, I'm glad you can forgive him, and I think you replied, you know, there's nothing to forgive, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just want to point that out. Like, you got the best mindset of anybody I know, like, who's been adopted by a different dad and abandoned by her. I call it abandoned. You might not, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't. I'm like, that's why I'm trying, but yeah. Like, that's how I feel. And then, you know, when I talk to you about it, you're like, there's nothing to forgive. So, I mean, I just love your outlook on this. And I mean, the thing is good to share with somebody who's been through or going through something similar, a listener, you know, if this story, how you handled this helps anybody listening, I think it's worth sharing. That's why we're talking about it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I thought, you're not holding any hate in your heart.
I try not to.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an admirable man. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Good on you. It's good on you. Other than that, I mean, how, how else did the week go?
Yeah. Other than that, pretty normal week, you know.
Back to after all that, you had to go back to your normal life. Like, that was a side quest, but
yeah,
side yeah. quest worth doing. So what's your sister gonna do? It's just, there's so many questions now. Like, what's she up to? It's
So she 15, is 15. So she's 15. She's homeschooled. She said she's a sophomore in high school, and she's taking calculus. Does that sound familiar at all? Yeah,
sounds like you.
Yeah. Yeah, she told me that, and I just started laughing. I said, yeah, that's kind of how my math education went. I was doing the same thing. And, yeah, he said he was the same way, too. So,
yeah, you're a great math student.
Kind of crazy, but, yeah, so she says she likes to swim. She likes to draw. She likes to sing. She's got a lot of hobbies, so. Yeah, I kind of know, you know, now that I know her, she seems like, you know, such a nice person. I, you know, I've got her contact information now too, so I can, you know, talk to her and kind of watch her grow up, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's your sister, dude. Your half sister, but still your sister.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. Hey, one thing I forgot, from this week is I shaved my mustache off.
I saw that earlier, and I was like, "Whoa! Did Craig actually shave the mustache?" So you left the mop on the back, but you got rid of the mustache.
Yeah, I'm definitely growing the mustache back.
Yeah,
you can't tell, but I'm trying to grow it back now because I shaved it off and
just immediately regretted it.
Well, I did the mustache, right? I took the clip. Mm-hmm. Well, it took me a while. I was trying to get it with my clippers. Clippers got jammed up. So I went in the garage and I got my weed eater out. And I was just like weed eating my. That didn't happen. But I did make myself late to work by trimming my mustache. It was weird priorities that morning.
Mm hmm.
and then I did consider for a second just shaving the mop with those same clippers too.
Yeah,
but I held myself back. But you know, then my wife said I look weird, so that's never a good feeling.
it's not bad, it's just different.
she's just disappointed.
Yeah, not mad.
She's just disappointed. The kid said the same thing. Daddy, you look weird. Please grow your mustache back. So I thought words I never thought I would hear, actually. Yeah. Daddy, you look weird. Please grow your mustache back. So, but I felt it. I felt weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. I'd had that stash for only about a year straight. You know, I was a beard guy.
Right.
For like, eight, 9 years. I had
a long time, yeah.
Pretty big beard guy. And I went 1 year with the mustache. And yeah, I think I'm going back. I thought about going. The whole plan was I was going to go back to beard. That was why I shaved it off.
Right.
I'm going to go back to beard. And then I would let that go on for a little bit. The beard was growing back in. And dude, it's like all gray. It's like all it.
Yeah.
I don't like this either. Like, I don't really like this either. So, yeah, back to mustache. And then the other story this week that I forgot to tell you about is, I don't know if you can see, like, my head.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And then if you look in quicker, my entire eyebrows actually split from here to here.
Yeah.
Ouch. I'm going to tell you that story. I wish I could come up with a cooler story than what actually happened, but I could say I got in a fight.
I'm gonna guess that you told Jess that you didn't like what she made for dinner.
No, you know, what did happen is I do have more facial scars. That is happening, but actually I was playing hide and seek with my daughter, and I was trying to do a mid hide and seek switch. Like I was hiding in one spot and then I was trying to move to another spot really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know, just being dumb and playful.
Yeah.
And I careened towards my closet and I like jumped in the closet as fast as I could. And I hit the rack in the closet and broke it with my head and face and like broke the fucking thing off and yeah, gashed my head. And as soon as I did it, I knew like I could just feel the blood dripping down my face and I was like, oh man.
All over the clothes in the closet.
I was like, oh, this feels like stitches. I was like touching my face, like, oh, blood, drip, drip. I'm like, this feels like stitches. Luckily it wasn't. But I don't know if you can tell, like, there's a chunk of my hair like missing from my tattoo. Like it got like when I went and looked at that rack with my flashlight, like there was this like hair and skin. from my
eye. That's gross.
It got me. That's gross. I don't know if it's going to grow back right, but hide and seek champ. Hide and seek champion.
So I take it she found you then.
Yeah, when she found me. Like, oh, it stung too. Yeah. I actually had a goose egg on my forehead.
Yeah.
That was bad. Yeah. So those are my two. Appearance changes of the week.
Rough week for Craig's face.
Rough week. Dude, I look like I've been through it. I'm all sunburned and gashed up. It's ridiculous, man. Rough weekend.
Yeah.
It was so fun, though. Do you have a Patriot this week?
I do. My Patriot this week is the United States Coast Guard and U.S. Navy. Specifically the Poseidon Patrol aircraft and the Coast Guard cutter Oliver Henry, the crew there. So back on March 30th, there were three men that left an island in Micronesia in a little boat, 20-foot skiff powered by an outboard motor, right?
Wow.
They said that they do this all the time. This is like a normal route for them. However, during their trip, the motor was damaged and, their boat was damaged. So the motor wouldn't work anywhere. They were kind of stranded. So they get to a small island, and they get palm branches out and spell out help on the beach. Right.
Yeah.
So then April 6th, a week later, one of their relatives reports that that her uncles never came back. They're like, hey, they left in their boat. They do this all the time, but usually they come back by now, and they haven't come back. We're starting to get worried. So they called in the Poseidon Patrol aircraft out of Okinawa, and then the Coast Guard cutter Oliver Henry, to search this area. The area that they had to search was 79,000 square miles.
Wow.
And they found the aircraft actually found where they had written help in the palm branches. So they were able to get the cutter over there to them, get a boat to them quicker because they were able to find it. This island was 2.5 miles by 1.75. So it's like a little 2x2 mile island inside of a 79,000 square mile.
So it was an obviously an uninhabited island.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk about wild.
Yeah. So they were able to rescue these guys and get them home safely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to change up my Patriot of the Week for what I picked, because it's also going to be the U.S. Navy. Double Patriot. Did you see the U.S. Navy's post on their Instagram? They had this dude on a ship, a sailor, an old sailor, and he had his AR rifle. It was the most funked up, crappy picture. He had the scope was literally on backwards. He had a little like arm handle, I guess like had an extra drop down rifle like add on, like so his hand would be vertical down the stock, but it was like super close, so it looked like dumb. It was like the dumbest geometry ever. He had the butt stock like clear up his shoulder, like barely touching his arm. It was just the worst, in every possible way imaginable, the worst like tactical picture you can imagine. And the U.S. Navy official page like posted it and thought it was cool. Yeah. And then they got roasted and immediately deleted it.
I was going to say, I don't see it anywhere on here.
Oh, no, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. but it did happen. And it is deleted. It's not a joke. Like, I'm not making it up. It was a whoopsie. Oops. And they, at least they did the right thing and deleted it.
Yeah.
After getting totally roasted. Yeah, that's it.
Good stuff.
Double Patriot. Patriot picks.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Patriot picks this week is Top Fruits. But before we do this, I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
The game is called Fruit or Vegetable.
Okay.
I'm going to name a, you know, food item, and you're going to tell me if it's a fruit or vegetable.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Let's see how I do.
Okay. This isn't going to be the fastest because I got to, like, I made the list, but I actually didn't even write the answers. I did all just troublesome items. Me and Cole were actually at work talking about this, and we were, like, looking them up and had a laugh. I made a rough list. First one up, cucumber.
I'm going to say a cucumber is a vegetable.
Cucumber is a fruit.
Okay.
Botanically a fruit.
Interesting.
The explanation is, because cucumbers have seeds in the middle and grow from a flower of the cucumber plant, they are botanically a fruit.
Yep, makes sense. Well, thank you for telling me the definition of a fruit now, so that I should be able to get the rest of these right.
Okay, we'll see about that. Next up, we have pumpkin. Fruit or vegetable on pumpkin.
A pumpkin would have to be a fruit.
Why do you say that?
Because the seeds grow inside and it grows as a flower.
You're right. A pumpkin is a fruit. Correct. Correct. I have one. Green pepper.
I would say that'd have to be a fruit. Based on your definition, that's a fruit.
Well, that doesn't matter. This is. You're right. A green pepper is a fruit.
Okay.
Must be why it's on my list.
Yeah.
Peppers are fruits.
That's crazy.
I didn't think a green pepper was a fruit. How about green beans?
I'm going to go vegetable.
Green beans are vegetables.
Ha-ha.
Okay. What about green peas? Peas. What are peas?
I think I'll have to go with vegetable.
Actually, a fruit.
Is it a fruit? Okay.
Peas are actually fruits. People refer to them as vegetables. I got you there.
Yeah.
Still getting you. I don't know why. Black beans.
Black beans? That's got to be a vegetable, right?
This is weird here. It says beans are a subgroup of vegetables called legumes. Botanically, legumes are fruits of the matured ovary of plants. This doesn't make any sense.
So they are both fruits and vegetables.
I think they're vegetables. I don't know.
We're calling them vegetables.
Okay. Eggplant.
Eggplant would have to be a fruit.
What? Wait. I gotta look it up. Eggplant is a fruit.
All right.
But it's not a very good one.
not gonna make your list later, huh?
Last one I got is watermelon.
Watermelon's gotta be a fruit.
Here's the funny thing. Watermelon is actually the state vegetable of Oklahoma.
Interesting.
But it's a fruit.
It's fruit. Yes.
That was the most interesting thing I found during my research is that statement right there. The state vegetable of Oklahoma is a watermelon.
Nice.
But it's fruit.
It's fruit.
What the crap, right?
Yep.
I better make sure that's the right state, but I think it's watermelon. I think it's Oklahoma. It's been 2 weeks since I've done this. I got to make sure. Watermelon state vegetable. Vegetable. Yep.
I don't think I did too bad.
Yeah, but you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, you knew I was going to give you stuff that was counterintuitive, like.
Well, once you told me the definition on the first one.
Well, I should have done that. Corn.
Fruit corn? Corn's got to be vegetable. Has to be vegetable.
It's fruit.
No way.
Yep. Corn is fruit.
Crazy.
All right. Anyways, let's move on to our top fruits. Or are they fruits? Are they vegetables? What is a vegetable? Broccoli?
Broccoli would be.
You're shocked by corn, aren't you?
A vegetable is the edible portion of a plant. Vegetables are usually grouped according to the portion of the plant that is eaten, such as leaves, lettuce, stems, celery, roots, carrot, tubers, potato, bulbs, onions.
Oh yeah, I was gonna
flowers,
say,
broccoli.
I was gonna ask you about potato. It's just kind of weird.
Vegetable.
Isn't it weird that corn is a fruit? That's dumb. That is
weird. I guess the fruit would then be like the
cob,
something that grows off of a vegetable, right? Or off of a
the husk. Of the corn is a vegetable.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But we don't eat that. Okay. Oh, wait. I'll start. Heads or tails? Sorry.
Tails.
Say it.
Hey, that's a tail.
It's a tail.
That's a tail.
You won for the first time.
Yes!
Long time. All right, what's your top fruit?
The best fruit out there is bananas.
Oh, man, I was going to take bananas.
Makes it a good pick.
I love bananas.
They're so good. they're good for you. They're healthy. They are just great, great food to eat. Kids love them. Great.
I know you were going to say that, but the funny thing is actually a vegetable.
Banana is a vegetable?
No, I'm just kidding.
that would have really messed with my head.
Oh man, so that's a banana's gone, and now I'm shook. I'm shook. I'm shook. 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 I'm gonna have to go with I get two. Okay, I'm gonna go with apple.
Okay,
gotta love apples.
Sure.
Probably a vegetable, but no, it has seeds in the center of it, so it's definitely a fruit. Apple juice is good. Apple mm-hmm. pie is good. Apples themselves are just like good little snack. Just like mm-hmm. you can throw it in your pocket real easily. It doesn't get all smashed like a banana.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So apple juice, all mm-hmm. that. Next one I have to go with, this might be controversial, but cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe. I don't know. It's got a special place in my heart.
Okay.
We used to eat it during
not even the best melon.
What's
it's good. It's no, good.
If you don't get it, it's good. There's nothing better than a perfect cantaloupe, like a perfectly ripe cantaloupe that's so good. Like I used to eat them after football practice almost like every day is like my go-to, or we have 2-a-days. I'd always have cantaloupe, just a cantaloupe eating full, and I'll never not like cantaloupe. So that's my number two.
Okay. My second pick, I'm going to go with pineapple. It is very, there's a lot of flavor there. Very juicy, very sweet. Always a hit. And then for my last pick,
a solid pick.
I'm going to treat this list like a sundae, and I'm going to put a cherry on top. Cherries.
Oh, bad pick.
No, nah, man. Everything is better with a cherry on it. A nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my last pick. I'm going to go with strawberries because they're good. Because they're good. You just down them. You need to eat a bunch and
sure,
like a carton of straw, a good tasty strawberries like last like one day in my house. They're just gone. The girls are wanting them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gone. So, what are we missing? Honorable mentions.
Grapes.
Yep, grapes are good.
Grapes are good.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries are. Yeah.
Tomatoes.
I guess a tomato. Tomatoes. Blackberry. I like blackberry pie.
Yeah.
I also like blackberry wine. I'm not a big wine guy, but I like blackberry wine. There's all kinds of good fruits. Fruits are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Got a. I can't really say this word right, but pomegranate.
Pomegranate. You got it right. That's right.
I did. Oh, good. Yep. Those are good. They're weird and good.
Watermelon.
That's actually a vegetable. If you're in Oklahoma, that's your state vegetable. What the hell is wrong with you guys? What the hell is going on in Oklahoma? You can't just. Who did that? Why do you do that? You just can't do that. But that happened in 2007. Yeah. It became the state vegetable.
That's crazy. You would think it would be like 1907.
You would think that should be illegal, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, these damn politicians, they do whatever they want. Making watermelon a vegetable.
Well, speaking of politicians, current events.
Yeah, what you got?
Oh my God, I mean, there's one big one where like pretty much World War III is about to happen, like usual.
I feel like we've been saying this a while.
No, but it's actually because it's been happening for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
We lost mean tweets in world peace, and now ever since then we've been just inching towards brink of war. Iran launched like 100 drones at Israel, and
mm-hmm.
I saw it killed some people. Big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, any attack on Israel is a big deal. So that's not good. I saw a bunch of Marines are getting deployed to the Mediterranean, which is
mm-hmm.
obviously a show of us moving towards Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I follow some active duty Marines and the spouses of some, and they made their posts like, not going to see her for a while or something. They're like final mm-hmm. go away poses. It's not good.
Yeah.
They say we're not getting involved, but that's really not true. Cause I know we are like just by people I know.
But we've been pretty clear from the beginning that this is going to be, any attack on Israel will like, we're going to jump in and defend Israel. Right. I think Biden's been pretty, pretty clear about that. An attack on Israel is an attack on us. So.
I think he said recently, as like today, that we're not going to retaliate. But Biden,
Well, I guess a retaliating is a little bit different than sending support, right?
Okay, so this is what Biden said. Biden tells, I don't know who this guy is. I'm going to sound ignorant even reading this headline, but Biden told Netanyahu, which I don't know who that is, U.S. won't support an Israel counterstrike against Iran. So, I mean, what's that tell you? I don't know.
No. We,
U.S. to Israel, U.S. statement to Israel, don't do something you'll regret. Israel weighs options for Iran attack response as Biden warns Netanyahu that U.S. won't support that. So, yeah. 300 drones and missiles. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. It's World War III.
Yeah, World War III. It's great coming. Time. Election year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, yeah, what else is Biden trying to do? He's trying to, like, forgive more student loans and yada yada. Yeah.
Buying votes.
Rinse and repeat, right? Is he really buying votes, though?
Buying votes with your money.
Yeah, really. I don't even care. Like, I have student loans. Yeah, they're not fun, but I don't really care. I've never expected them to get forgiven. I'm not going to sit here and beg for handout. I don't care. They're there. I've almost gotten paid off anyway at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even give a crap. So, I'm not voting for Biden. I'm not. Even if he would forgive my loans. Dude, the inflation is enough of a problem. Like, if Biden goes away, maybe that inflation will go down. But I doubt it.
I don't know. No one's like lowering their prices, right?
Yeah. So once people already paying, happens, yeah.
People are already paying that price for it. It's not, the price never go down.
Yeah. That's once it gets to that price, it's never going to go down.
Right.
But I mean, gas prices do all the time. They're like up and down.
Yeah.
I mean, but more so up nowadays. But I mean, when Trump was in office, dude, we had like $1.59 gas. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It was awesome, is what it was. And then when you get the price of gas to go down, what crazy thing, gas and fuel, the crazy thing that happens in America is the price of everything goes down. Usually, unless, I mean, by law of competition, you know, they have to, right? Like, you know, people got, the prices have to go down because everybody's going to try to compete.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a crazy thing. I'm not a genius, but I know everything gets moved around on trucks in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyways, anything else?
No, not really.
Okay, all right. Enough of that doom and gloom, dude. I don't know, but what is there to say? It's like everybody knows it's happening. It's just not good right now. Like, the global climate is not good. I don't care what anybody says, you can act like it is, but you're wrong.
Yeah. There's no way anybody could feel good about it, like, in any country, right?
No. I feel like that's why people are, like, leaning into their faith and families more now than ever.
Maybe.
I don't know. Have you noticed that lately?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's because that's what I'm doing. And so it's like, I've kind of tried to surround myself with that.
That's what you're doing.
Right.
That's what everyone else is doing too.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like everyone's doing it or I'm noticing it more because I'm doing it myself and so are the people around me.
So you're just the leader. Yeah. No, I feel like, I don't know. That's what we're doing, but I feel like, I don't know. I've always been pretty outspoken about my faith. But I feel like a lot more, I don't know. I feel like people just lean into that now because everything's so, if you lean into anything else, it's all bad right now. It's like, it's not good.
Yeah.
The global politics and it's just all bad. U.S. politics, global politics, it's all craziness. Really, what else can you do? What you should do, I guess. But let's move on. What the crap? Got a what the crap?
I do. I did not realize when I picked this what the crap that this was going to be the Bash Oklahoma podcast. But here we are. My what the crap this week comes from Oklahoma, where we have House Bill 3098. That will
just a wild place.
It's going to outlaw common STDs if it's passed. It's already passed in the House, making its way to the Senate.
Wait, what?
STDs.
Yeah, you're outlawing STDs.
Yes.
So
yes.
So now they're illegal.
If it passes, it will be illegal. The way that it's written is, the intention of it anyway, is it would criminalize intentional and reckless spread of STDs, right? So giving someone an STD on purpose.
Knowing
you have it, giving it to someone, having unprotected sex, giving it to them, that becomes illegal, right? Okay. Which
now is crazy now.
Which is it's a messed up thing. The problem is that they don't define reckless. So anybody that has it, that passes it to somebody, really knowing or not, could be open for getting sued and serving jail time. It says that it would turn thousands of people in the state of Oklahoma into felons instantly. Violators of this law will face 2 to 5 years in prison. That's crazy.
Hey, I don't know. It's got to do some good, right?
Maybe, but the problem is that experts are now saying that this is a really bad idea and it's going to make things way worse because nobody is going to go get tested. If you think you might have an STD, you're not going to go get tested to find out for sure, because if you get tested and then you pass it to somebody, you're automatically guilty. So people are going to be like, I didn't know about it. I didn't get tested. I don't know. So they're just going to be passing it along.
Anyway. But is not knowing a defense?
I don't know. It's a new law. We're going to have to find out. But I think because it's intentional and reckless, right? If you know about it, then it's intentional.
Yeah.
But if you don't know about it, it can't be intentional, right?
I mean, shouldn't you? Yeah, just trying to force people into making the right decision. If you got something funky going on there, stop your funky business.
Right.
Go to the damn doctor is what there's. It shouldn't deter them from going to the doctor. It should make them want to get right.
Right. Or
I guess, I mean, if you get some like incurable, like AIDS or HIV, I mean, a lot of these don't really go away, I guess, is the thing.
Right.
Like, I don't know, HPV and all that. They mm-hmm. last for a long time.
Right.
I don't know. It's yeah. weird. It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Hard to enforce.
Definitely. So we'll see what happens if it passes in the Senate. As of right now, Oklahoma ranks 11th in chlamydia, 5th in gonorrhea, and 4th in syphilis. So they have a lot of STDs going around in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I'm also switching up my what the crap on the fly. My what the crap is coming out of Tennessee. Another state legislation passing. Tennessee has now, in 2024, officially banned marriages between first cousins.
Okay.
I think this is following suit from another state. Weren't we just talking about this?
I think so. It was Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think that guy wanted to be able to marry first cousin.
Yeah, they were trying to sign into law to get it back. Well, apparently in Tennessee, you could still marry your first cousin. And now it's finally passed and it's now illegal.
There you go.
Yeah. This is deleting language enacted in a law that was passed in 1829.
Okay.
Coming up to speed here. 200 years later. So Tennessee's probably, you know, if you notice anything kind of weird about the people of Tennessee, it's because you're allowed to marry your first cousin for the last 200 years.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Go Vols. Oh, the other current event we kind of missed. Wait. We totally passed the real talk, the Q&A.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. That was supposed to be a big part of the show.
Do you want to, because we kind of, I don't know, I feel like the
real talk.
You know, the talk about my week was kind of, it was kind of like a real talk.
Felt like it, yeah.
It felt like it.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I looked at the board like, yeah, that was the real talk. And then that's a typical.
So do you want to do the Q&A now, or do you want to save those, get another week of Q&A, or of another week of questions, and we answer them next week?
Nah, man, I said I was going to do it.
All right.
We're doing it.
Let's do it.
We got some questions.
Let's do it.
I got one from a listener that says, how is Jake's prep going for his upcoming drag show?
Not well.
Yeah. It actually looks like I'm prepping for the drag show. Yeah. My face. My hair is just getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening there. Here's one. Would the podcast take a sponsorship from Bud Light, or is Bud Light still gay?
I would absolutely take a sponsorship from Bud Light. Are you kidding me? Kid Rock says Bud Light's cool again.
Okay, I take it. Who is stronger, Jake or Craig?
Back in the day, I had you pretty easily, but I'd say probably you now. You've kept up on your lifting more than I have.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there weren't many people that were stronger than me.
Yeah. You were pretty strong. You were always stronger than me when we were in our, I guess, high school.
Mm-hmm.
You were like the strongest guy on the football team.
Yeah.
I think I was close to you in bench back then, though. Wasn't I? Were you benching more than me, too?
I benched more than you, but you were close. Yeah, I benched like 350. I think the highest I ever got in a meet was 350. But yeah, it was. Yeah, that was something I was really good at.
I'm still strong right now, but I'm not. I still lift, but I've done a lot of endurance events.
Yeah.
In the past 5 years, kind of took a toll.
Yeah.
On my strength, but I've been keeping up with it. I don't just let it slip away.
Yeah.
But I guess my goals have kind of changed a lot in the last 5 years. I've wanted to do things like triathlons, marathons. I want to do my next thing I want to do is an Ironman 70.3. It's really hard to do all that crap and maintain your strength. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it. I've been trying to balance that. But I have to say I'm not like prime strength.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be. The most I ever benched was 395. Never got 405. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember in college, dude, I'm going to talk about as good as I once was, crap, but like, I could bang out. I had like the pull-up record at OU. I could do 20. Mm-hmm. I did 25 strict pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Straight. Can't do that crap now.
Mm-mm.
Can't do that crap now. What are some other things I used to be good at? I don't know. Right now, I just like, just maintain good strength, but not like peak.
Mm-hmm.
I was just training at a level back then that was just like my life. And now I have children and financial mm-hmm. goals and other goals. Like, it's just kind of getting boring to me just lifting heavy weight.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's also fun to be strong, though. It is fun to be strong.
It is.
Right now, I mean, I can still hit 315 for reps. That's good enough. And bench. Still like bench about as much as I squat.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good.
Yeah, that's where I got you. I squatted like three times what you did back in high school.
My bench and my squat have always been like, I mean, I can always bench or squat a little bit more, but not as much as I should.
Yeah.
Oh, more questions. Got hung up on that one. That's a fun one. Which one of your friends' wives are the most annoying?
Which one of your friends' wives?
Wait,
or your wife's friends?
Which one of your friends' wives are the most annoying? Huh. My friends' wives. I guess you have to go first.
Why do I have to go first?
I don't know. Which one of your friends' wives is most annoying?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a hard one.
Official answer?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say, I wouldn't say she's really annoying. I'm just not as close with her as I am with the other ones, would be Kaylee, right? out of our group. I'm just not as close with her as I am with Jess and Brittany. But
okay, so she's most annoying. I'm just simply not going to answer that question. So you suck.
Yeah.
And I won. Here's one. What kind of parent will look at a beautiful newborn and name it Craig? That's a question. apparently for me.
Yeah. I think that one was for you.
My parents named me Craig. I have to say, I never liked it. Not a great name. not on my top list of crap I wanted to be named, but
have you ever asked your mom what she was thinking?
No. Maybe I should.
Maybe ask her.
You want to get Mark on the phone?
Yeah, call him up. So what the hell is wrong with you? Why'd you name me Craig?
It's always fun. Well, here we go. Let's see if one of my parents answer. Let's ask. Yeah, get straight to the sword.
Hello?
Hey, you're live on the podcast once again.
Oh, God.
we had a listener question. So this one's for you. It said, what kind of parent looks at a beautiful newborn baby and names it Craig? Why would you name your baby Craig?
Why did I name you Craig?
Yeah, that's the question. I'm getting roasted by our listeners. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I thought it sounded manly. And I like four-letter words. Yeah, the brother that I wanted to name Clay.
Craig has five. Hmm? Craig has five letters, not four.
Who's counting?
Jake. Sorry.
I'll take that off being live, I guess, eh?
Nope. That's it.
Nope, do it again.
It's manly, and you like it went with Clay.
Mm, manly name, what if I didn't take off the four-letter word?
All right.
I don't know, I just like Craig.
No, that's me.
But a beautiful baby and named it Craig.
All right.
I saw you had things ask us questions.
Yeah, we're going through some of them right now.
Does he have any for us?
You got any questions for us?
I have a lot of questions for you guys.
All right.
I wonder when you're going to cut your hair.
Well, that's a good question. I actually almost did it this week, and I stopped myself.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's Craig.
Because I'm Craig.
All right.
See you. Well, there you go. That's the kind of guy that names his son Craig.
That was gold.
Here we got. I kind of lost some of them. One was, do you need a new washer, dishwasher, or both? That was from my mom. But I actually fixed my washer, but the dishwasher is kind of on its last leg. I mean, my dishwasher is original to the house. It's about, you know, it's getting close to 20 years old. I mean, how long is a dishwasher supposed to last? Just kind of making weird noises, but I've tried to figure out why, but I'm kind of not successful. I don't know. I think it's just about done, but probably because my wife, she like lets things fall down through the, she doesn't like load the dishwasher very well. And like lately, like bottles and bottle parts, you know, the Dr. Brown's bottle, your wife breastfeeds or.
You use the bottles too. Yeah.
So you put the breast milk in the bottle. Yep. But the Dr. Brown's bottles have like five pieces.
Yeah, the little green things that go down in. Yeah. It's got like a little circle thing.
They just like
a tube. Yeah.
Keep falling down and like melting on the heating.
Yeah. And yeah.
It's just rough. Bad.
Yeah. Not good for it.
Not good. All right. Let me look and see if I can dig up any more of these. Here's one. It says, does Craig prepare for these episodes at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Sometimes
I do.
So we usually have a little, back and forth throughout the week, kind of what we're mostly talking about, the real talk and then a topic for Patriot picks, right? That's kind of where our conversations throughout the week where they go, and then for the other segments we're kind of on our own. It's whatever, you know, we each have to find the Patriot and what the crap. So I usually just go through, like, if I see something, I put it in my notes app, and then later in the week I'll kind of go back and read it and get the details laid out.
Yeah, sometimes you see stuff, and some weeks it just comes right to you. Like,
yeah, sometimes you got to dig a while.
Sometimes you got to look. Sometimes stuff is just happening in our lives, and we just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
For the real talk, I mean, it's usually not that hard to find one of those. I don't know. Usually it's on their hearts.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty much all the questions. But, yeah.
What kind of parent names a kid Craig?
You just heard straight from him, straight from the horse.
Damn.
You got anything on sports?
I do. Kind of a big week on sports. First up, OJ Simpson died this week.
Yeah.
That's kind of big news.
Kind of like good riddance. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that, but maybe I should.
I thought you were going to make him your Patriot of the Week, but apparently not.
No, definitely not.
So OJ was kind of, he's, of course, one of the most talented running backs of all time, but just not a good person at all. That guy had everything that, you know, you could ever want. He was charismatic, and, you know, he had a career set up after football, even could not get out of his own way. Unfortunately, you know, his wife had to pay the price for that.
I didn't really grow up in the OJ era, but I mean, he kind of like basically said he did it. And he like write a book called If I Did It.
If I Would Have Done It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty distinct. That dude, screw that guy. I don't know if he made it right with God or not, but I guess that's for him to decide.
Yep. We've got a Shohei Ohtani update.
Oh, good. I like these.
Yeah. So the interpreter, his name is Ipe Mizuhara. He's turned himself in, and he's been released on $25,000 bond.
So they're really gonna say this guy's the guy, huh?
Yeah. Wow. So apparently, the FBI has cleared Shohei Ohtani. They say he had nothing to do with this, and in fact, he's the victim here.
Oh, you'll trust the FBI.
Yeah. So apparently, this guy he's been accused of stealing $16 million from Shohei Ohtani over the past few years. I guess he would go to banks and pretend to be Shohei Ohtani to the bank in order to get like credit from the bank.
Which is fair.
And he was able to do that apparently.
Dude, so that's dude, kind of crazy. Dude, as a white person, I mean, there's like race bias. Like, okay, white people can, it's easier for white people to tell the difference between other white people's faces. It's easier for black people to tell the difference between other black people. It's easier. Yeah. Like when you cross races, it's actually way harder to identify. And then there's just the other thing. It's kind of racist, but like, you know, all Chinese people look the same. All Japanese people look the same. Like that's because of the racial. I get it. I see how that could happen.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think that, like, Shohei Ohtani's a big dude. He's like a muscular, athletic baseball player.
But
like the interpreter's does not look like him. they're different people.
I'm saying it's just like a banker and looks at the ID. It's like, yeah, Japanese guy. This like fits.
I don't know, man.
I can see how it could happen.
He's been charged with one count of bank fraud, carries up to $1 million fine, and up to 30 years in prison. So he's been ordered to undergo gambling addiction treatment. So he'll be signed up for Time Out Ohio in no time.
Yeah, he should have done time out.
Yeah. So yeah, that was
I don't know, man.
To see.
It really seems like this guy's just the scapegoat.
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it sounds like that's it. It's over now. Like, they're really doing that.
Yeah, he's probably going to jail. So,
well, he'll get out and he'll be fine because
Shohei will hook him up.
Yeah, Shohei will hook him up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's what's happening.
We had UFC 300 last night. Did you watch any of that?
Nope.
I
saw some highlights.
It was a pretty awesome card, stacked. The first fight of the night, the earliest prelim, was two former champions. One, Cody Garbrandt, which he's from Ohio, and he was fighting Brazilian Davison Figueiredo. So yeah, that was right off the bat, just great fights all night.
Who won that one?
Figueiredo won. He choked him out in the second round.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. But the guy who stole the show for the night was Max Holloway. He was fighting Justin Gaethje for the BMF belt, right?
I don't know what that is.
So the BMF belt stands for bad motherfucker belt, right? They made it a few years ago for guys who like aren't champions, but they're just like bad dudes, you know, always put on a good show, that sort of thing. So Justin Gaethje's the guy that he had the belt, and then he fought Max Holloway, and Max Holloway knocked him out cold with an overhand right with 1 second left in the fight.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was nuts.
It's pretty cool.
So he gets the belt now. They do the performance bonuses, the fight of the night. They do performance of the night. It used to be knockout or submission of the night, but now it's performance of the night. So Max Holloway actually won. That was fight of the night. And he also won performance of the night. So he got two performance bonuses. And usually those are $50,000, $50,000 bonus. But because it was such a big card, it was UFC 300. They were $300,000 a piece instead of 50. So he got $600,000 in bonuses for that fight. Wow. That's just his bonus. He still gets a salary on top of that.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that crazy? So
yeah, good for him.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a stacked card. There were champs everywhere, and it was fun to watch.
I saw they had there's all kinds of like big names there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big deal. I saw they recognized our guy Coleman.
Yep.
I saw like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Patriot of the Week for saving his parents.
Yeah. And the dog. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then the last sports topic I have is UConn finishes their tournament run, and they stay dominant, and they beat up on Purdue. So
and solidifying you as the winner of the True Patriot Podcast Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, how about that?
Nice job, Jake.
Hey, thank you.
So did I finish second?
I think you got second because you also picked them to win. But I had them beating Purdue and you didn't. So
you beat me. Are you sure you beat me?
Mm-hmm. It says right here, first place. Look at that.
I'm second.
And you got second.
Yeah.
And then my brother got third.
And I heard you want to donate your prize to your brother.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. He had a good run.
It's fine. You won. You can do whatever you want with it. if I was you, I would take another hat. But, hey, you're a nice guy. Like I said, Jake is a better man than me. Prove that in many ways.
I don't know about all that. But actually, I think he would look – he's a handsome man, and he would look good in a Freedom Vest.
He is a handsome guy. hey, I did have something on sports.
Okay.
Have you seen they're in 2025, I believe, they're holding a new type of Olympics.
Okay.
In which I forget what it's called. Now I gotta look it up. They're gonna allow the athletes to juice. It's called the Enhanced Games. Yeah, they're actually trying to put together. I've always wanted to see this, right? They're trying to put together like Olympic type games, but without PED
any testing. Sort of yeah.
You didn't see anything about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh well, yeah. It's called the Enhanced Games, so maybe something to keep an eye on. And I'll keep this interests me, so therefore I will keep telling you guys updates about the Enhanced. They're trying.
I can't wait. Where's it going to be held?
I don't know yet. It's in the baby stages, but they're trying to get like ex-Olympians juiced up for another run and see if they can beat the current Olympians. Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, interesting.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be crazy. we'll have to see how it goes.
Let's see.
I can't imagine that this is going to end well. But yeah, it'll be entertaining. It's kind of like Chiefsaholic, right? It's gonna be really fun to watch, but it is going to end in misery.
What's happening? There's also a documentary already happening for it. They got it pre-planned.
Yeah, that they of course. Can,
like, follow athletes on their journey through the Enhanced Games. I mean, that'd be cool. I want to see how far a shot put can really be thrown.
Yeah. I don't know.
How high can those pull vaults really pull vault?
How much could those weightlifters really lift?
Oh, dude, there's gonna be so many injuries. And they're all like washed up, dude. Like not quite good enough to still compete in the Olympics, otherwise you would never do this.
Yeah.
It's just
it will be entertaining.
So many torn hamstrings, mm-hmm. tendons popping like freaking guitar strings. I'm interested. I'm intrigued. All right. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, man.
Ready to put this back on the rails, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the seas, and does no doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Mark 11:23.
What do you think that means?
It means, so it's technically Ohio State motto, with God, all things are possible.
So God so, can make anything happen, right?
Yep.
So if we believe that he can make it happen, he has the power to do things like even move mountains. Yep. Good job, buddy.
He was so excited when he's like, oh, this is Ohio State motto. Like, not like Ohio State, but like Ohio's motto. Like, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. With God, all things are possible. So.
There you have it. That's the show. See you tomorrow.